everybody. Welcome back to Ping. Welcome back sincerely to Ping.
Sincerely.
It's been a while. This is episode number 88. 88 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories Microsofties are talking about. And since we've last hung out and got together, quite a bit has went down. There were some holidays.
There were.
How did yours go?
They went.
They did. That's all one can ask for, really.
How were your holidays?
Mine were fabulous.
Yeah?
Absolutely fabulous. I got to stay here in town. Everyone flew into me, so I didn't
It's like the world revolves around you.
It's getting there. It's getting there. A little bit closer every day.
Did you get any good gifts?
We'll talk about it later.
Oh, will we?
We will.
Okay.
We will. I don't want to seg to a later segment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good. What about you? Did you get good gifts?
I got this
tie. Did you get this vest?
No, this vest. I bought this vest for myself like a year and a half
when
ago.
When you were a waiter?
Yes. Actually, back when I was auditioning for a banker in Boston role.
Uh-huh.
But then my oxen died when I was trying to ford the river to get there.
I gotcha.
And couldn't make it. But no, I got this this lovely tie, which prompted me to go try and put on the vest. And I realized that it looks fine so long as I tuck in my shirt underneath it. Which
it looks great.
I didn't
realize. I think you look mighty dapper.
Oh, thank you.
Just straight out of an episode of Mad Men.
Yes. Yeah,
yes.
Great. So I'm only like 60 years out of date for my fashion, which
not
is...
Not too far off, man. What about your New Year's?
New Year's?
Yes.
I went up to the roof of my apartment building and...
Don't do it, Paul!
Yes, that's...
Don't do it!
That's the opposite of what people
Stay
were
away
shouting.
Stay from the light, Paul!
Yeah, I was actually playing a bunch of Halo Reach before then, and people were like, you should
awesome,
go
Paul.
Just die. And then I got squatted on a few times.
New Year's.
Yep. And
nice.
Your New Year's?
Are we gonna
wait for that too?
No. I'll tell you, and I'm gonna even tell you the truth. Somehow I ended
That's
up
a first.
I ended up with some friends at a local establishment called Deja Vu. Let's start the show.
Oh, all right.
All right, Paul. So first up, one of the things that I did besides New Year's and holidays and all of that other stuff is I went to CES.
CES?
CES.
What's that?
Such a good co-host you are.
I know.
Making it seem like I have valuable information to share with the show. It's very supportive.
CES, what
say you? The Consumer Electronics Show, 2011. Tons of coverage on Channel 9, tons of coverage on the web.
Yeah, did you over 100,000 people in attendance, right?
You know, not only, that's not always a good thing. Because it took me what felt like over 100 hours to get a cab.
Oh.
The entire town was just chaotic. I waited in line for an hour to get a hot dog. It was
a
nightmare.
How does a celebrity such as yourself not have like a personal limo service that
well,
takes you from point A to point B?
The second day I did.
Okay.
And then I had security and stuff like that.
Good.
But the first day I didn't know, and I tried to walk amongst the people, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work out for me. Anyway, before I got there, Steve Ballmer was there doing the keynote.
Yeah.
Did you tune in? You can sort of watch it online?
I did. I streamed it on demand, and then I had to go to a high school basketball game, and then I watched the rest on demand.
To watch your girlfriend play?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Pretty much.
Pretty much. And one of the things that he showed off in his keynote was Avatar Kinect, which I think is absolutely unbelievably awesome. Essentially, what it is now your avatar will respond to your facial gestures, your eyebrows, your smiles. So when you make emotive, expressions, so will your avatar.
Yep.
Not good for those with Botox.
Yep.
But for those of us who still have, use of their eyebrows.
Right.
This
so
is awesome.
This is great for people that don't like how they actually look, so that video chat would not be an option.
Right.
But want to have their digital
the
self.
The animated version of them.
Yep.
Right.
Just kind of like move around. And it's available to, it will become available to all Xbox Live Gold subscribers.
Exactly. For free.
Yes.
For free.
No,
and
no
now some
cost.
People say, some people that I don't like say, like, oh, it's just a gimmick. It's like, it's new for kids. And, like, maybe that's something I would have agreed with them before I actually got into it and started playing around with my avatar.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but if you go on, like, Netflix and you stream Netflix through your Xbox, you have the option
of joining a party.
Joining a party!
So DJ Cod and Thugsy Wugsy could be
and
like...
And what it does is it pops up your little avatars on the bottom of the screen, and we'll be sitting next to each other in the movie theater, watching the movies, and then when something funny happens, you can click, like, laugh, and little Laura goes... Where little Paul goes...
I'm going to try and just, like, sneak my
armor.
Well,
you know, the reach for the pop. No, we don't.
Whoa. Yeah, let's not go there. There's no adult-only
content on Xbox. I'm just saying that the Avatar Kinect is hours and hours of endless fun, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be available this spring.
Okay.
For free.
Yes, as long as you have a Kinect and Xbox Live Gold.
Right.
Okay.
All right, Paul, I have a guy on my team here in DPE, that's my org, developer and platform evangelism.
Evangelism, is that like churches and stuff, like religious stuff?
I am godlike.
Oh, no, that's evangelical. that's a common thing that people are like, oh, evangelism.
I also get confused for an angel often.
Oh.
So I understand.
Yeah, I tried watching Angels and Demons last night. And
I don't know what that is. It sounds scary.
Right,
anyway, I have a guy on my team named Tim Sneath, who's got a fabulous British accent, and he wrote a posting to his blog, and it's called An Open Letter from the President of the United States of Google. And it's gotten a lot of buzz and attention, and it's about, you know, that whole shenanigans that went down with H.264.
Right, and the whole WebM stuff and
what
Google and
proposing. His posting was kind of like snarky and humorous, but people are really talking about all this.
Yeah, so I thought that his proposal was pretty satirical and kind of funny.
Almost, do you speak Klingon? Because he mentions that.
No, I don't. I was thinking about learning Esperanto, but it already seems like there's plenty of experts out there.
okay.
But basically this letter just kind of mocks the whole situation, or this blog post mocks the whole situation where Google has said that they're removing H.264 support from YouTube and Chrome, which I think has a lot of interesting merits behind it, but also like really interesting like slams against Microsoft and Apple. So I think this will be a really interesting thing to see how this points out, or how this plays out over the next couple of months. So what Google did is they said that Google is committed to open standards, and H.264 is a proprietary technology. Even though it is widely available in Apple products, in Microsoft products, probably some strong percentage, I would say 50 to 90%, I have no data behind this, but a very large percentage of video encoded on the web is encoded in H.264. And it's built into Windows 7, and it's built into a lot of things like the cool HD flip cam that I got for Christmas.
Yeah.
It records in that format as well. But Google's like, you know what, regardless, this is a proprietary technology, but there's an open source project called WebM, which has its own types of codec, and we are going to support that on YouTube, and we're going to support that on Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
And within 2 months, we're removing this. We're removing H.264 support from all these Google products.
Huh.
So
people sort of up in arms
right,
about this.
Because it's almost like they're taking like their YouTube property and saying, look, you have to get the WebM codec in order to play anything on YouTube starting a few months from now. And in Chrome, even though they already had H.264 support in there, they removed it. They plan on removing it and putting the WebM support in there. So it's really interesting how they're doing this. And I think there's a lot of bloggers out there that are trying to say, like, here are the ulterior motives behind this.
Right,
some are
right.
saying, this is like a do-no-evil thing. Others are like, no, this is incredibly evil. So it's going to be really interesting how this plays out.
It is. And for a funny read, definitely check out Tim Sneath's blog, which we've linked to right next door.
Yep.
Thanks. All right, Paul, as I sort of give you a little lead into earlier, one of the things that I did over this Christmas break was buy a new car!
A new car!
A new car!
Come on down!
That's right, and you know, it's really hard to. It's the first time I've ever owned a new car. I've always bought, like, really used cars, pretty old clunkers.
Yeah.
And
were you a part of Price is Right? Like, is that what happened?
Is that how I bought my new car?
Yeah.
I was on Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, okay.
And I was in the chicken suit.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
But I did
deal
wear,
or no deal?
That's right.
No.
No
what
deal.
Just,
was,
say, just say no to that banker.
No. I did a lot of research, Paul. This was a hard decision for me. You know, because I'm a woman. I'm a woman, okay? And when I walk into the dealerships, immediately they just think I'm stupid, right? You know, and so I had to go in there prepared. I had to know my stuff. And I talked to my friends, talked to my family. I posted to Facebook.
Oh, you
know,
there you go. That covers all your
right,
friends.
Right, Facebook. This is my own personal search engine. And Facebook, I said, what should I buy?
Uh-huh.
And I got some awesome answers.
Like this?
A poke?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I did get poked a few times, but
excuse me?
No, people were really not helpful.
Yeah.
I was disappointed with my Facebook friends. They suggested things like a Bentley.
That sounds like a great suggestion. Or a Maserati.
A Maserati. These things are slightly out of my price range.
Okay. How about something like a Ford Focus?
That's more like what I should be driving.
Okay.
But I went with something what I believe is a little bit nicer. I ended up getting a 2011 Jeep Liberty. And how I ended up at this decision was with the help of Bing.
Bing?
Yeah, see how this story does have something to do with Microsoft and why it's not just completely self-indulgent.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Bing now has added into their search where it gives you the price of car, fuel economy, user ratings, listings in your area. So as opposed to just maybe going to Kelley Blue Book and to the Jeep website, you now have this sort of non-biased search engine sort of collaborating all this information for you.
I really like that Bing is taking a lot of these popular data sets that it has and exposing it as like the very first thing that you see when you're trying to accomplish a task. So like this is like full circle into Bing being the decision engine. Like you're going there, you're trying to decide what to buy. Previously, you could type in things like a Canon camera or like the Flip HD.
Yeah, I love the visual search.
Yep, and you could compare the specs, the features, all those good things. And now you can do it with like the MSN Autos data set.
Yeah, it really, I believe in my heart of hearts that this really sets Bing far beyond, head and shoulders above some of the competitors for stuff like shopping, for stuff like travel. In fact, when I was in Vegas and I was playing poker with some employees from one of our competitors and winning.
Yep.
Just taking their money.
Yep.
Left and right.
Was Bing helping you decide whether you should get another card?
No, that's just in my blood.
Oh, okay.
It's just in my blood to be really good at poker. But anyway, he asked me, so do you really use Bing? And I had to be honest with him and say, not for everything, but for certain things, absolutely. And for flights, for traveling.
Yeah, with the Faircast and all that.
Yeah, Bing is absolutely the best thing that I've found. Better than even like third party, like Expedia and things like that. Mm-hmm. For me, I like Bing.
Which I think Microsoft helped start back in the day. I don't quite know.
Did we?
Yeah.
There's certain rumors.
I think it was a joint venture with Microsoft. I'll have to double check those facts.
It is? I wonder if that means I get a discount.
Probably.
Oh. I didn't mean to bash Expedia. I love Expedia. Anyway, the point here is that you should check out if you're in the market for a new car. It's just always good to sort of be aware of what's going on and values and prices. This new auto feature in the Bing search is absolutely, I would say, useful and remarkable. And thank you, because I love my new car. All right, everybody, that just about wraps up this show. We wanted to welcome you all back, welcome ourselves back, and say goodbye to, not goodbye to this life, but goodbye from Microsoft to Bob Muglia. He's left. He was in my org, Server Tools.
Yeah, me
Server
too,
Tools.
Because I'm on Server and Tools.
I wonder if I'm higher ranked than you.
I think you are a higher level than I am, but we'll see if we can fix that over the next 15 years. Bob Moo was actually my skip level manager for a few weeks because I was on
you
this.
You should have dropped down in the ranks then, didn't you?
I know. He's now like my boss's boss's boss.
Was he accelerated quickly or did you decline?
Well, he has been accelerated quickly.
Yeah.
And I also did decline. Well, I was in this incubation project for Microsoft Codename Atlanta that you all should check
out.
Yes,
definitely.
And
do that.
His TA was actually the guy that was starting the project with me. So
nice.
When I was reporting into Mark Gilbert, he was Mark's boss.
We did a Show Us Your Tech episode with Bob Moo at his house.
Yeah,
can go into his house and check out some of his setup, which is
he has his own
impressive
his own racked servers and a server room and
He also has a collection of alligator fossils. So he's a complex. Layers, back the layers.
Once you've been at Microsoft for 23 years and you've been a
fantastic
president, that one of five presidents that Microsoft has, you probably have a little bit of spending money here and there for some eclectic things like alligator fossils.
He saved up for it and he got it.
But,
so there you go. We want to wish him well.
Yes,
right?
He did a fantastic job here
at
Microsoft. Over the last 4 or 5 years in SDB, he increased revenue by like 50% and almost doubled like the profit. So It was a pretty impressive run, so I'm really going to miss the guy.
Yeah, looking forward to see where he goes next and what sort of endeavors. And other than that, we hope to see you all next week. Don't forget to follow us at L Foy and
at Paul Mest.
At Paul Mest. And like or join our... Do you like our Facebook page or you join it?
You like Ping.
You like it on Facebook?
Yes.
You don't have to join it?
No, you just click like.
So just click like. I mean, who can't click? Just click. Click like. Also, click the 5-star rating at the bottom.
See ya.
Bye.